You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, and today is May 9th, 2024, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to check out the blog and give it some love, then head on over to YouTube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to give it some love, and also make sure that you follow me on all the different social medias, and let's get right into it, shall we? So, oh man, I cannot believe that it's been almost a week since I had my book fundraiser, and it has been kind of a weird week as well. I've had just my social battery has been on a very steep decline this last week or whatever. But, you know, I just feel like I need sleep and rest and to like just disconnect from things. And thankfully today is like one of those days because I didn't have to get up early for the YMCA, and I'm not doing any of my usual Thursday stuff, so that's a good thing. Like, I got to just lay in bed and kind of wake up slowly and gradually, and yeah, now I'm sitting here at my little recording studio making my podcast for today, and looking over stuff that I need to do for my book. So last Saturday was my one of the fundraising events that I had for my book, and it was good. I came in just under what I had expected to make for my fundraiser. Are not expected to make. I came in under what I wanted to make. My goal for that fundraiser was $300, and I came in at like $271 or $261, something like that. Or I'm sorry, $217. Gotta love being dyslexic, right? So, I need to figure out how to come up with at least another $85 to $95 to meet a goal that I need. I need to be able to buy my ISBN numbers for my book, and that's what that $300 was going toward. And so it's kind of interesting how they do things. Like, you can get 10 ISBN numbers for $295, or you can buy them individually for $125. And so it just seems more feasible and whatever to have 10 of the numbers for $295 versus one for $125. And, you know, you might be thinking, well, why do you need 10 ISBN numbers? Why don't you just do $125 and call it one and done? Well, this is something I didn't know, but whenever you have a change in your book's format. So like if you have your digital, that needs an ISBN number. If you have a paperback, that needs an ISBN number. If you do a audiobook, that needs an ISBN number. If you want it in a hardback, that needs its own number. If you change the cover from red to blue, that needs a number. If you change the word, the, you know, the boy wore a blue shirt to the girl wore a pink dress somewhere in your book, you need a whole new type, a whole new number for that or whatever. And so it's just like one thing after another, after another, after another. But, you know, it's coming down to the crunch for me anyways, because I know that I want to have all of this said and done by October at the very latest, so that I can have my book submitted and published by November, so that I can have it ready for Black Friday and the holiday sales and all that other stuff. But yeah, so that's what's going on right now. But you know, it turned out really good. The fundraiser turned out well. I think throughout the whole day I had maybe 20 people show up, and I was expecting a big large crowd. We expected like the entire town was going to show up, and we're prepared kind of for all of that. But it just ended up that like the 20 people showed up, and there was so much going on that day. I thought I checked the community calendar to make sure that there really wasn't anything else going on that day, and it appeared that I did not find all the community calendars, because there were multiple sales, multiple like big gatherings and things like that that took place. So, but with the way that the crowds came in during the time where I was talking about everything, it was kind of a trickle in effect. And I don't know if people just didn't understand that there was an itinerary planned, or if they just didn't give a damn and they're like, you know what, we're going to show up when we showed up, whatever. But as people trickled in, that gave me time to give personal attention and detail to every single person who came to the event. So that was pretty freaking awesome. And then there was this one person that had talked to me that's like, oh my God, you look so good. You know, you might not remember me, but years ago, you know, we had talked a few times here and there, never really introducing ourselves to one another. But, you know, the person that I knew you to be back then is not the person who's standing before me today. And when I started reading more about your book and going on your website and stuff and looking into things, it was like, why are you reading my diary? And so that kind of inspired me to write my own book, and just went on to have like all of these great things to say to me, and was very praiseworthy and whatever else. And it was just kind of like, wow, okay, you know. And I'll be 100% honest, I have no recollection of this person. But also, when I first moved here to Washington, I was under a lot of psychotic medications and like hardcore mental health medications, because that's what they did here, is they just pumped you full of medications. And so my memory of that time period from like 2008 onward to about, I don't know, 2013 is really kind of splotchy at best. And then 2013, I had a lot of things happen. Like my dad passed away, my grandpa passed away. In 2012, my grandma passed away. And also you know, my dad's best friend, who was like an uncle to me, he passed away. So there was just a lot of death and a lot of stuff going on and a lot of changes in my life. And I think at that point also was when I started living on my own and just having the day-to-day like drama of having your first place. And, you know, up to that point, even though I was in my 20s, or well, my late 20s, early 30s, you know, I had always lived with somebody. I'd always lived with a family member. I'd always lived with a friend or something like that. So I never really had to be responsible 100% for myself, for the household that I was in, or whatever else. So, but yeah, you know, it was just really kind of interesting how there's this entire life that I've lived that I don't remember most of. And I don't know if that's due to medication and just being hazy, or if that's due to like traumatic experiences that my brain has blocked out, or what it is. But all I know is, even though I go through depression and stuff now, I think that I feel a lot better, and I know that I'm a lot better than the person I was when I was 27 or 33 or 37, for even that matter. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that I've done to change my life. There's a lot of things that still need to be changed. And, you know, when one becomes complacent in their life, things kind of go haywire. Like, I don't want to be complacent in my life. There are things that I actively want to do, and I need to figure out how to make that happen. I need to figure out, what does the Michael of May 9th, 2024 need to do to prepare for the Michael of May 9th, 2025? So, you know, that's one thing I always tell people, that every so often you need to stop and reevaluate the path that you're on, and make sure that it still aligns with the goals that you have planned out for you, and what you want in your life, and what you want to do in order to bring those goals into fruition. You know, people, you know, always like, oh, I want to lose 100 pounds. Okay, well, why don't we start with losing 5 pounds and then make a goal of 10, 15, 20, 25, not just like, oh, well, by next Tuesday, I want to be a size 4 when I'm a size 16. That's like not possible, and that's not feasible. So you always have to give yourself small, obtainable goals. Okay, so this is what I want to do. This is the very first step that I need to do. And then you just continue down that path and reevaluate. So that's what I'm doing, is I have set small, obtainable goals, and I'm working toward it. Right now, those goals that I am working toward is getting the book published. And part of that process was, every day for the last 3.5 years, I wrote one section of the book. And so when I finished it in, what was it? I finished it January 28th, 2024. I began the editing process in February, and so now here it is May, And I'm ready for like the next phase of this, which is going to be getting the illustrations done, getting the ISBN numbers purchased, and starting to get the book into its final format so that I can have everything said and done. So yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. And this week has just been kind of a, like I said, I'm still recovering from over the weekend. There's a lot of things that I needed to talk to my doctor about that I didn't get a chance to talk to my doctor about, but I have another upcoming doctor's appointment. So when I see that doctor, I'm just going to take in a list and be like, this is what needs to be done. And, you know, there it is. Now make it happen type situation. So anyways, yeah, Saturday may have a late update video. It all honestly really depends on when I wake up, because I have to go do my grocery shopping this weekend. And so I will probably be out of the house most of the day. And so, yeah, if I don't get an update video done Saturday morning, it's going to be done either it's probably going to be done Saturday evening. So just a heads up. So anyways, guys, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below. And if you have published a book, or if you know anything about publishing books and you would like to talk to me about it, you may do so by shooting me an email, hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And then make sure that you go check out the book website, www.cdsthebook.com. And if you would like to become a donor and help me along with the process, you can do so by going to support.cdsthebook.com, or just look on the website and you will find you'll find the links to it that you need. And yeah, until next time, I will talk to y'all later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often, as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.